And the second half is underway with St. Michael's with the basketball. Long-range deuce, Palacios with the silliest shot, a half a step inside the arc. Take a step back and try a tray if you're going to shoot that far away. But the 16-point lead has been cut in half to just 8 points now. Quick ball movement underneath to Riley. A nice pass from the arc. A nice bounce pass from behind the arc by Path to Bradley Riley. Riley low post right. Good court vision by Team Chillicothe. Well-run play. Driving under the bucket, skipping it down the baseline is to Deuce Roberts. Nothing for him. He gives it up. And a missed shot underneath. And another missed shot by Holden with a miss. Brandon Lane had a miss in there. Chillicothe dodges the bullet. 39-29. Hornets by 10 with a minute and change evaporated in the third quarter. Brandsgard top of the key. Quick drive inside, and we got a reach-in foul on the floor. First whistle on St. Michael's took a minute and 17 seconds in the second half. Two fouls on Deuce Roberts. There's a quick hitter, a quick pass into Brandsgard, and Brandsgard will shoot two at the line. That's one of those, as soon as the inbounder Path gets the ball, he immediately fires it into Brandsgard to try and catch the opponent napping, and that's what happened there. And Roberts got caught napping and just reached in and reacted, kind of a natural reaction, and hacked Brandsgard. So Brandsgard has point number 19. Back at the free throw line where he is 9 of 10. And I jinxed him. Shame on Randy. 10 of 11 is still not too bad. Or I'm sorry, 9 of 11 still is not too bad. 40-29, Chillicothe's lead is 11. Early moments of the second half. Right side, Brandon Lane, the 6'4 wide body, gets it up top to Palacios. Circle left to the diminutive. Steve McFetters, a 5'9 senior. McFetters, quick move to the hole, dumps it off right side. Holden with the three. Anthony Holden, his first tray after four misses. And across the timeline with nice passing, get it to Bradley Riley. They work it over to right side, and a miss for Brandsgard from behind the arc, and referees with a whistle on Chillicothe. Path with his first team foul, 40-32. Chillicothe's lead is 8, and what St. Michael's likes to do after they make a shot, they like to put on a press after a made basket, it seems like. They don't press all the time, but they do on a made basket. There's a three-pointer. No good by Roberts from the left wing, and see, they missed that one, so they don't press. They only press after they make a shot. Brandsgard trying to work around the defender and lost the basketball, recovered by St. Michael. Right side Holden turns down to Trey, shoots over Peyton Fork, doesn't get it to fall, Lane the rebound and lost it out of bounds. Baxter checks in for Chillicothe. And we'll get Hayden Simmer a chance to catch his breath. 50-32, Chillicothe by 8 with 5:19 left in the third. They break the press. They go to Fork underneath to Baxter. Skips it out. Finds the open Brandsgard for 3. Brandsgard with a miss from 3. After making his first 2, he's missed his next 4 from outside. Still an 8-point lead. Chillicothe a little barren in the points department. Meanwhile, St. Michael makes it a 6-point game. As McFetters drains it at the free throw line, and here comes the press. Brandsgard at midcourt gets it out to Riley. Riley slips but manages to pass it off to Mason Baxter. Baxter with the bucket off the pass from Bradley Riley. Three ball Holden. No. Peyton Fork with a rebound. Holden 1 of 6 from the perimeter. 42-34, Chillicothe by 8. They led by 16 at one point. And referees with the whistle. Traveling call as Paff rocked his foot as he's pivoting out of trouble to try and find somewhere to go with the basketball. 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. 42-34 St. Michael not going away. And it looks like Chillicothe wants a timeout. Hornets take a timeout. We'll take one as well back after this. Chillicothe leads at 42-34 midway through the third on KCHI.
Housing lender.
And it will be St. Michael's basketball. Chillicothe leads at 42-34, but St. Michael not rolling over and playing dead here. They have worked their way. Those back-to-back trays to end the first half really helped their cause and kind of helped them believe in what they're trying to do. Right side, Palacios gives it up to Roberts. Roberts drives inside, kisses it off the glass and in. Deuce Roberts has 10, and it's a six-point game again now. Coming out in a press, Chillicothe's Peyton Fort gets it down to Brandsgard. Brandsgard, nice bounce pass to Riley, kicks it out, around the horn we go. Drive inside, C.J. Papp floats it up and in traffic. Well-defended basket. But Papp has 10, finds an opening anyway around the three or four defenders that was clogged up in underneath the bucket. Roberts to the hole, referees with the whistle on the floor. That'll be the second on Chillicothe. No, check it. Yeah, it is on Riley. It is on Bradley Riley, his second team foul. Inbounds play goes around the horn. Baseline well defended by Chillicothe. Kissing it off the glass and in, 22. Palacios makes it a six-point game again. Palacios, rather. He's got 14. Chillicothe going to have to... they throw it away. Riley tries to go across court. And laying it in is Palacios. Back-to-back buckets, and Chillicothe now's lead is just 4. Got to make every shot count here. Slow down, play your game. Good crisp passes, good high-percentage shots. 44-40, Chillicothe lead is 4. Brandsgard in the paint, tries to shoot around Lane, doesn't get it to fall. Lane had it well defended inside. And Papp denies Roberts from behind and out of bounds. Blocked from behind, C.J. Papp denies Roberts. 44-40, 2:41 left in the third, anyone's game. Chillicothe's lead is 4, and the Hornets will send in Swift, and Peyton Fork will get a breather. Swift, Baxter, Riley, Brandsgard, and Papp. Play goes into the wing. Dish inside to Lane. Lane puts it up and in. Powers it up. Brandon Lane uses his strength and his height. And it's now just a two-point game. And here comes the press. Chillicothe's had a nightmare with this press. Papp pulls up the dribble. Riley comes back to help him. Close to a 10-second call and a timeout. Chillicothe's got to figure out this press. It's that simple. That's goal number one, is to figure out how to soundly move the ball across this half-court trap defense. We will keep it right here. Chillicothe's turned a little cold shooting at times this quarter. They have a bucket from Riley and a bucket from Baxter. A bucket from Papp. And that is their most of their scoring. They had 37 at half. They have 44 right now. So a free throw from Brandsgard. That's the other one. And it's just St. Michael starting to believe in themselves. And Coach Scanlon, the veteran, had a good talk, it looks like, to his team and changed up a couple of things. And they have an effective press, does St. Michael. But Chillicothe still leads 44-42. Team fouls even at 2 apiece. So St. Michael has done a good job of keeping the fouls under control. That was their bugaboo in the first half. And Chillicothe will inbound it on the sideline backcourt against a press again, this half-court trap, which is difficult. Brandsgard, shy of the timeline, sends it down to Riley. Riley goes to the hole, count it. Oh, that was sweet. That was a well-designed play. Riley was in the forecourt. And Brandsgard sent a nice pass. There's a wide-open three-pointer. No, doesn't get it to fall. An offensive rebound by Lane, and Lane a pushing off foul. Brandon Lane with his first after Holden missed the tray. Holden unofficially 1 of 7 from the perimeter. 46-42, Chillicothe by 4 with the basketball. Under pressure again. And they just make, St. Michael just makes you fight for every inch of the floor. And there's a turnover. They pick the pocket of Brandsgard at the midcourt stripe. And the goal to Holden, circle left now. After McFetters could find nothing to do with it. Left side, Roberts, long range tray, count it. And it's a 1-point game now. Come on, where's my Chillicothe fans? Come on. Oh, there's a St. Michael fan over there saying he was pushing off. And the official says it is a blocking foul, not a pushing off foul. And Coach Scanlon questions that as well. Isaiah Smith, a starter, checks back in for St. Michael. Peyton Fork checks back in for Chillicothe. Third foul on Steve McFetters. Fourth team foul, Chillicothe by 1. Backcourt under pressure. Path pulls up the dribble, gets it to Brandsgard. He's across the timeline, keeps the dribble alive, pulls it up in the corner. Fork makes a nice target to get it to, hands it to Path. Path puts it off the glass, partially blocks C.J. Path with a rare miss. And there's a miss by Ben Palacios. Referees with the whistle and the ensuing rebound attempt. Who's this one going to be on? That is on Lane, pushing off his second foul. Both of them this quarter. Fifth team foul. Minute 5 left in the third. 46-45. Chillicothe by 1. Late third quarter against St. Michael, the Archangel. Riley backcourt gets it across the timeline to Path. Up top to Peyton Fork. Hands it to Path between the circles. Right side, Baxter. Up top to Path, circle left. Good defense, good man-to-man defense by St. Michael, not giving Chillicothe an easy opportunity. Baxter pivots, close to a 5-second call, gets it into Brandsgard. Floats his way, steps his way around two defenders, and Brandsgard steps up when someone needs to. And it's a 3-point lead now for Chillicothe, under 30 seconds left. There's a wide-open 3-point shot, nothing but the bottom of the net for Isaiah Smith. No one was anywhere in his neighborhood defending him, and we're tied up now. Come on, we can end this quarter on a point. Riley across the timeline, 7-6 seconds left. Baxter drives inside, stops, pops, rolls it around, doesn't get it to fall. And that is how the quarter ends. So a strong quarter for St. Michael's. They tied up 48-48. They outscore Chillicothe by a few points there, by 10 points. 21 points for St. Michael, 11 for Chillicothe, and it's tied up at 48 apiece.